I've worked 5-6 days a week for the last 50 years just painting. And then I have assistants who have joined me in the last 20 years. And if I had all of their time, this exhibition at Southampton isn't 50 years, it's more like 200 years of painting.
200 years of painting?
Oh, at least, yes.
The paintings are huge, some between 15, 20 feet across. The skylines of thousands of houses, each tiny little window and tile painted with its own specially made stencil, or sometimes 5 or 6 individually made stencils. Take, for instance, Ben Johnson's painting of one of Jerusalem's most important shrines.
The Dome of the Rock has 30,000 visible tiles in my view. Each tile is made up of 7 colours, and each one of those marks on each tile has great significance to the world of Islam.
How many people again was it? 7?
7.
Multiplied by 8. Multiplied by 6. Multiplied by... So that's 48,000 hours. Does that sound about right?
That sounds about right, yes.
So 50,000 hours for one painting.
Yes. It's worth it.
That is concentration. But 8,000 miles away, there are people with powers of focus that are, it seems, superhuman. The Himba of Namibia.
They would be very good at ignoring distraction.
This is Dr. Karina Linnell, a psychologist from Goldsmiths College in London, and the moment when she realised the human brain could do things we just didn't expect.
If I do something like click my fingers, if we look inside our brains, you see a massive signal. Even if we tell ourselves, now look, there's going to be a sudden sound and it's irrelevant and we don't want to pay attention, we cannot fail but to pay attention in this way. We do a similar task with a himbo. They will show no measurable result.
The human brain has wider parameters than we ever thought.
That most definitely is the case. There are lots of studies being done recently on children, and what is often found is that concentration or ability to ignore distraction are the best predictor we have for performance on things like maths and language, and better than IQ.
Lurking in us, then, it seems, is a skill that's been eroded, not by computers and phones, but just the messy buzz of urban life.
I have to try the paintings as I go along.
So what lies behind Ben's powers of concentration? Well, he meditates. He thinks it helps shape the brain. But there's another factor. His childhood. It was, though, far from calm.
I had a father who was a gambler. He had enormous energy. The energy wasn't always used well. He said, Benny, just stay in your room. I'm going to kill your mother. The next morning we walked past our house to go and stay in a hotel, and every door and window in the house had been smashed. I've been trying to put that house back together for the last 40, 50 years. Concentration brings about an extraordinary stability in one's life, and many of us come from less stable backgrounds than we might have liked. But it's that very background that I have to thank for trying to find tranquility and peace.